Hello, and welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Ah, yes, and welcome to another episode of Interest & Co., episode 530. The continuation of Love, Loss, and Stupidity. Well, the continuation and possibly the end of Trump, we don't know. I mean, there's all this news in the media that basically says that he sealed his fate on his own. We here at the show are Black Hood, are you in?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Black Hood is not in yet.
Not yet.
Black Hood and Johnny is in, but Johnny...
Hold on. Red Hood's here.
And Ray. Black Hood's arriving.
And Black Hood's here, too. Of course,
yes,
Red Hood's
Black
here.
Hood. Yo! Yes, Black Hood.
Sorry I'm late.
Glad you couldn't make it. So...
Yeah, shit. I'm four minutes late. Don't mind me. I'm fashionably late.
Yeah, fashionably late. All the time.
Do a quick shave. You know, I mean, the bathroom's like just 2 feet away from me, so...
Yeah, anyway. So what were you saying about Trump? I mean, in the discussion boards, I mean, earlier, we were saying that he had foot and mouth disease, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Open mouth, insert
or
foot.
Insert mouth, foot. I mean, I think he's feeling his
foot.
Own... Right, open mouth, insert foot.
Exactly.
Very big foot.
You know, big, huge foot. Size of, like, the idealization of Bigfoot, just in Trump.
How about the size of a Tyrannosaur foot? Does that help?
Yeah, that helps, because it's a good mental picture.
Oh, wait,
so,
his head would be crushed.
Crushed. Crushed would be a lot of things. But anyway...
Well, that would suck.
I mean, Trump does not know, like, the limits of his own... He can create deals in Dubai, right? But but he lies to the Dubai folks saying, yes, I'm the front runner for president. Oh, wait a second. I don't know if I'm the front runner for president for long because, well... The British are going to vote my exit in
Which
Parliament.
Which is quite comical when you think about it.
It's what?
Which is quite comical.
I mean, it's quite comical. You know, could you imagine the current Prime Minister Cameron.
Red Hood, you're
going over to Barack and saying, Barack, I don't think it's a great idea.
Oh, crap. Sorry.
It's all right. I don't think it's a good idea to basically elect this person. Why, says Blair. Cameron. He hates the Muslims, he wants to ban the refugees, and then build a wall around Mexico.
Technically... After everything that's happened, like with the shootings in France and the recent shooting in California, that's actually a pretty good reason to hate them.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not arguing that point. We're arguing the fact that when
that Obama
you
won.
Do...
You know, can I make an argument, though, Red Hood?
Yeah, go ahead. This is
Would you rather
show...
have the right to have to bear arms and not need to use it, and then decide, oh, the common people should own guns, but we don't allow guns?
Or
that's what I'm getting from Obama.
Well, I mean,
take guns away from law-abiding citizens and give it to the lawbreakers.
Right. What I'm getting, I guess, is take it from the law-abiding citizens and then give it over. But, you know,
here's the problem, though, with that theory, is that what happens, of course, is those guns get into the wrong hands.
Right. But then Obama has, a couple of days ago, issued an executive order for all gun control. You know,
it's just stupid.
And it's not stupid.
Mate, that means, dude, do you know what gun control means? It means taking away guns entirely.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not true. Because of the fact that if you took
the
gun away,
the government will protect you now. Oh, really?
Well, then they would declare martial law, wouldn't they?
No, martial law means... Martial law does not mean the government will protect you. It means the government will actually be tyrannical towards you.
Right. But yet, I think that when you stand in a pulpit, right, and you're preaching to the South, and you're Mr. Trump, and you're 70-something years old.
Well, I guess that, he went a little too far with saying banning Muslims, you know?
Right, right.
I agree.
You can't be on, and then he's saying, oh yeah, we're going to ban Muslims, and we're not going to have them on the new fly list.
You know what I think? I think we should do? We should just ban religion just in general.
Well,
you know?
we already have that black code. It's called atheism.
Okay, atheism is counted as a religion.
Isn't atheism really a religion?
What?
Isn't atheism really a religion?
I count it as a religion because they don't believe
they don't believe in a god, but they believe in something.
Yeah. But
right.
Let's put it this way. Look, we should just have non-religious people running the office.
Right.
And all offices. Simply because of the fact that at that point, if you offend somebody, you don't give a damn.
Well, you don't give a damn in general.
Exactly. You shouldn't
give
a damn. Because of the fact that religion does not play a role in politics. It never should.
It never has. I mean, it has and it hasn't. I think that...
Not today, no, but I'm talking about, just in general. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah.
Religion, to me, I mean, yeah, I'm all for it, just not when it comes to politics, you know?
Well, yeah, when it comes to politics, all religion should be out, but I think that when it
because
comes to debate...
The fact that, but here's what I'm saying, though, the Red Hood, I was quoting Black
Hood. Yes, what? Yes?
Yeah. Anyway... Red Hood.
Yes.
What I'm saying is this, though. Is that, so help you God? So help you God. God is in heaven right now saying, keep me out of this. You know?
Right. I mean, it's like, keep me... Yeah, I think in debate, if
even
we can't go back to...
He's like, are you guys kidding me right now? Keep me out of this.
Right. And then, you know... In history, how many times has, yes, we've got it right along, and then you go, no, we haven't got it right. Yes, we do. No, we don't.
Entering the Mormons in the 1800s.
My point exactly. You know,
To any family members of mine that are Mormon, I do have quite a few Mormons in my family, believe it or not, Red Hood. No, I am not a Mormon. Hell, I don't even go
I mean, nobody's...
you know?
Yeah, but nobody's saying that, you know, you're a Mormon. But
no, I'm just putting it there just in case people make a mistake. But
right.
I've actually read the Book of Mormon. It's actually a pretty interesting book. Now,
what does it have to do with?
I don't know. My ADD. My ADD is on overdrive. I apologize.
It's all right.
Now back to the corruption of our nation. The idiots,
yes.
Republicans, Democrats, liberals, you name it, we got them. Red Hood, take it from here.
Yeah, I mean, we got them, but then the minute, you know, Trump will, you know, grandstand his idealizations, you know, everybody in the Tea Party, and then every one of his counterparts are saying, are you local? There might as well be, you know, somebody, Spanish commentator, like you should turn to Spanish.
Yeah.
And, you know, and millions Donald and
Trump
millions.
Ban the Muslims. Hey, let's see how well this goes.
You know, you should turn to Spanish and go, yes. Yes, and it is Loco! Loco! You're going Loco! Crazy!
Just like
are you crazy?
Just like how the liberals and feminists are like this, oh, you can't do that, it offends people. Oh my
god,
it's offending people!
No. But we say that in terms of disabilities. Oh, you know, if you're not disabled, you can't say that. Well,
I don't give a damn, I'll say it anyway.
Of course. I mean,
like, so let me get this straight. If it's freedom of speech, and I'm disabled, but I can't say that. Isn't that a bit of censorship there, Senor?
Very much censorship, you know. But yet, he can call. But in its earliest stages, he can call people who are immigrants anchor babies. I'm sorry. You know, you're a millionaire or a billionaire, right? With a capital B. You know how to run businesses.
I have a great idea to solve our immigrant problem.
You are 69 years old. Okay.
Not the six symbol, but the actual number.
Yeah, you're almost 70. Right?
Yeah.
Years old.
No, he actually looks pretty good, though, for almost being in 70s.
Right. You're almost 70 years old, and you're running for president.
Are
you crazy?
Wait, hold up. Red Hood. He's 70. He's almost 70 years old? I thought he was in his 50s.
No. He's almost 70 years old.
Holy crap.
June 14th, 1946.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
You know,
I wasn't expecting that. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, you're almost 70 years old and you're running you're running for president, and so you're going to die in your presidency, like,
FDR?
FDR, yeah. You're going to die in your presidency.
Come on, man.
What?
Too soon.
No, it's true. I'm stating what's true.
Yeah, that is, yeah, but come on, man.
There still are
Roosevelt still alive, so come on, man.
Well, no. I mean, I love what Roosevelt stood for. I love his ideals. I love everything about
that. You know what we should do? We should take either Teddy Roosevelt or FDR Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and revive them.
I mean,
how cool would that be? I'd want him back as my president.
Right. That's technically, you know, what Donald Trump is trying to do, but he's forcing it down.
He's trying to revive the Roosevelts.
In a Republican way.
Technically, Teddy was a Republican.
Yes, but he walked strong, carried a big stick, and didn't give a shit about anything.
He was actually one of the smarter Republicans.
Exactly.
You know what's funny? Is that I always thought Democrats as being smarter. Yep, here we have Hillary and Obama saying, "Oh, get rid of guns, get rid of guns." There was a Muslim that attacked a disabilities building with a gun. We had to get rid of guns. It's like,
well,
so
yeah.
You're screwing us over because of what a psychotic Muslim did.
Right. I mean,
So if a bad person decides to shoot up a building, so that pretty much ruins gun rights for everybody.
Right. But then also.
So, tell me that Johnny.
What?
Johnny.
Oops,
what are you doing? Anyway, Blackwood, what were you saying?
let's cut that out in one of the bloopers. Basically, what I'm seeing here is that of course, you're screwing over the wrong people here.
Yeah. Okay. But
so you mean to tell me, Chris, that if a Muslim decides to shoot up a bunch of disabled people, white people should not own guns?
Well, that's like the old adage that Robin Williams said, which is bears should not own guns, but bears should be armed. And people don't shoot guns.
It kind of shows this. Oh, by the way, guns don't kill people. People with guns kill people.
Right. You know, it's like you went on the tour of the Amazon, came back and went, "Ooh,
I can't believe it."
That's nice.
Liberal are actually agreeing about guns.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But
that's a first.
That's a first.
My God, I've corrupted Red Hood.
Well, you haven't corrupted me yet, but we have to go on.
Right.
On
to funnier things.
Funnier things, but also the fact we'll get to Trump and the internet later.
Right.
We have something from disabilities group in terms of intimacy with people with disabilities.
That we don't have a right to be intimate with our partners.
We have every right to be intimate with our partners.
Exactly. I love you, Red Hood. I love you so much. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
but anyway,
Red Hood isn't really my partner per se. He's my partner in crime.
Right.
And I just realized how awful that sounded. Anyway.
But there was a case recently in Minneapolis that a Rachel Lawson and a Nicholas Hamilton, it comes down to two things. The fact that, you know, when you're in a community, in a living community, you have stricter rules than when you are not and you are outside that community.
Exactly.
Blackwood, would you like to elaborate?
Exactly.
I meant elaborate on what I just said.
Oh, right. Jesus. So basically what's going on here is that, like, if you want to be intimate So basically, of course, what like this is pretty much like the whole gay marriage thing. In a sense, like I don't mean to bring this up, but so gay people are allowed to show their feelings and affections in public now. Yet people with learning disabilities are not allowed to show their feelings in public.
Right.
Think about the irony of that. It's supposed to be the land of the free, yet even a disabled person isn't free to show affection towards somebody who they love.
Crazy.
Right. But yet, like, in terms of, like, the craziness of it, is that you're not, you can't be intimate without legal consent of the parent in there.
Yeah, but still, though, I mean, you're an adult at this point. You should have free rein.
Of course you should have free rein, but in Minneapolis, and in, correct me if I'm wrong, Blackwood, in Cape Cod, you don't.
It's just why I don't, which is why I'm glad I don't live there.
Right. I mean, half of these people don't, like, their parents don't realize when they're signing them over to those types of communities, they're signing their lives away. Practically. They're putting them in a 24-hour, you know, residential area where they're consistently being watched.
Exactly. Meaning that
and
you have any course that, like, you don't have any privacy at all.
Right. And the thing is that, you know, in this article, it's basically saying, well, two things. One, you don't have freedom, and freedom isn't allowed.
Yeah.
You know,
if you're learning disabled, you have no rights.
Right. You're learning disabled, you have no rights, and you have no money. And we have all the money, and we're going to control you.
Exactly. Because we're trolls.
Well, because we're trolls, and we're pirates, and we're a lot of things that you don't like. You know? And the real sad point, I guess, is that the intimacy of, you know, constantly getting permission to do whatever you want, you know, whether it's have intercourse, have, you know, talk freely, spending the night with your partner, triggering a long, you know, which triggers a long sequence of means and consultations of, is this actually right?
No, it's not right because of the fact that it's supposed to be the land of the free, damn it, for everybody.
Right. Right.
In the Declaration of Independence, it says all men are created equal.
Yes, but then for people with disabilities, it says all people who have disabilities are not created equal. Then,
yes,
as a,
for men just like you. So,
yeah.
But where exactly
then,
get our? It's just like, really?
Right, and then, you know, you have.
This is why I hate society.
Well, yeah, I mean, these kids, right, who are in group home, they set their watches, and it's 90 minutes. It's like, and your time starts now. You know. It's incredible to, I mean, this guy's 41. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
41.
What? You watch. Pretty soon, yeah. First of all, we're not going to be allowed to vote.
Right.
Let alone the fuck.
Because you have a cognitive disability and you're 41 and you can't manage your checkbook.
Really? Then explain to me
what?
Why I have more common sense than you. I don't go around shooting up people with guns.
Right. It's not as if we're going after Obama and say, or not Obama. Well, sorry, after Trump, and saying, yeah, we're gonna
well,
ban.
Also, we're not going after Obama either. We're not going after any politicians.
Right.
The problem with this is that society says, well, if you have a disability, you shouldn't be saying anything to begin with. And it's like, really?
So you're silent. You're basically silent.
Exactly. You have rights at that point.
I mean, it should be that we're understood and people who don't have learning disabilities understand us.
You know what I say about that?
Hmm.
Fuck all you normal people, I'm still talking.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm still here.
Exactly.
Right. I'm still here, I'm not invisible.
Hey, I'm still here, forget you. Have a nice day.
Thank you, come again.
Thank you, come again.
Yes.
Right, thank you, come again. And if you don't come again, so what?
And if you don't come again, go fuck yourself.
Right. I mean...
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Well, yeah. But that's why Amnesty International is so good, because they read refugees' letters from all over the United States and all over the world, you know.
One of my friends... I just got a text from one of my friends saying, you know what we should do? The disabled people should do an uprising.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to do that. We're trying to achieve that.
No, he means an armed uprising, and I'm just like, oh,
an
God.
Armed uprising. Do you know how stupid that is?
No, I know. That's why I'm up here trying not to laugh.
I mean, the armed.
Look, people with Asperger's syndromes, I can understand them being armed, but people with. See, look at that. Now I'm alienating my fellow disabled people. My God, it's contagious.
Right. I mean, there is...
You know?
Everybody has the right to love. Everybody has the right to actually have a point.
No, but,
everybody has to...
Right, think about the irony of this, though. People with autism are very... Like, I just realized something, is that I'm very, very judgmental of people with Down syndrome. And yet, I'm being hypocritical because I have fucking Asperger's.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have Asperger-like tendencies and ADHD. And
yeah,
my
exactly.
parents... My dad still doesn't accept me. And that's quite sad. Because...
Stubborn as a mule.
Well... We could say otherwise, all fair. But the point is that
I'm
all around the world, all around the world, it's just like.
But here's the thing,
know,
though,
we have,
too, is that like here's the part of course that really really pissed me off, is that Obama is not doing anything about defending people who have disabilities when a group of jihadists. Shot up a building full of learning disabled people.
Well, they shot up the building. They didn't put. Yes, they did.
Hood, were you not paying attention to how many people were killed? 14 people with disabilities were killed.
No, of course they were. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I mean, he can't. The president can't pay attention to every single incident. The most important incident, yes. And each time it happens, he's getting more and more and more scared.
He's siding with the Muslims.
Yes, but he's also trying to side with the United States.
No, he's not.
Where are you getting this from?
I'm calling it as I see it on CNN.
I mean... Okay, but, you know, if he's siding with Muslims, then it should be
Okay, dude. All right. Look, what I'm saying is this: he wants to take away guns. That means he's siding with people who have guns and can bring some serious damage to people who are poor and unarmed.
Right.
That is a bad thing, Red Hood.
Of course it's a bad thing. I recognize it's a bad thing. But what's even more bad is that, you know, with this, they started the manhunt. They got the people in the manhunt. And then they figured out it was a terrorist attack.
Really surprised about that shooting was that one of the people that was doing the shooting was a woman. That shocked me.
Well, it could be the thing about terrorism is that you could turn anyone. Practically,
I know.
Even
weren't you shocked as well?
Of course I was shocked.
Wait a minute, hold it. you know,
it's a woman, and you know the woman was so.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, whoa, wait. Wait a minute, hold up. So, really, Pete? Sorry, one of my friends just sent me a funny picture.
But, you know, it's one of those things that you don't want to play around with. That's why, I mean, I'm so afraid. I myself, personally, I'm afraid of owning any type of weapon. The only thing I'll probably own is maybe a knife, you know.
Hey, we should
But never a gun, because I just don't believe.
The funny thing is, though, is that, like, I was doing a survey. More people have been killed by guns than, I mean, more people have been killed by knives than they have by guns. Isn't that too nice?
Well,
guns are constantly on the news. You never hear about the people being killed by knives.
No, but yet, in terms of gun repeal, you never hear, oh yes, we're actually going to repeal some guns today. You never hear Wayne LaPierre or the person who's in charge of the NRA.
It's impossible to control guns, you know?
It's a big problem. It's a huge problem.
The only thing I agree with, though, is that you don't need a fucking assault weapon. You don't need an automatic
weapon. You don't need an automatic weapon. A pistol, yes.
Pistol, yes.
You know.
Shotgun, yes. Bolt lock, yes. AR-15, no.
No.
A 50 cal? Hell no.
No.
Rocket launcher? It depends.
Depends on who, and depends on what.
Exactly. It depends on how pissed off you are at the person, you know?
I mean, I'm surprised that
I'm actually surprised that a normal citizen does not have a Tomahawk cruise missile.
Right, and blast the other person's yard like they did in that movie with Zac Efron.
I remember that.
You know the movie I'm talking about, right?
Yes. You and I were watching
Neighbors?
That. Huh?
Neighbors, I believe it's called?
Yes.
Yeah. Why can't that be...
That was a good movie, though. I'm not going to lie. I was actually laughing.
It was a great movie. But then, you know, explain to me also why...
did you get C4, you know?
Yeah. How did you get C4, and what is it doing in my backyard?
Exactly. Wait a minute, hold up. C4 is not illegal?
Right.
You know?
C4 is not illegal. C4, wait a second. C4, right. Are there any 4-year-olds planning anything? If so, guys, if you're listening, your parents are listening, stop.
Exactly.
Stop right now. We don't need a 4-year-old going, Daddy, look at me, I got the wrong launcher. And Dad goes, oh, shit.
Exactly.
You know, I got the rocket launcher.
Red Hood, I got another one for you. If you're in chemistry class and you're mixing chemicals together that are explosive, stop.
Right.
anything that you know that is practically, you know, very dangerous to explosively high, except for fireworks on 4th of July.
Fireworks are always fun, just not, of course, when you have one flying at your face.
Right. Don't do that. You know, right. Don't.
Kids,
don't
do not
be
try
like
this at home. Red Hood and I are simply joking around about this. Don't actually do this.
Yeah, don't ever try this at home, folks. It just doesn't work. You know, it doesn't work. Violence never works. I mean, at the moment, I'm having a bit of family trouble with my own, you know, dad, but that's...
You know, it's funny, though, too, though. The only time violence is okay is if somebody throws the first punch.
Right, or somebody threatens to hit you.
Exactly.
Then!
At that point, the gloves come off and the blood begins. Preferably with your hands.
Well, yeah. Never with a knife or a gun. Then you actually are putting yourself in jail. Prison for a long time.
Killing somebody with your hands is actually fairly clean.
Right. But then, we go back to Trump. Right. Yesterday, we said that Trump, you know, besides getting banned, like we said at the start of the program, he's now trying to close down the internet with the help of Bill Gates.
Which, by the way, is, like, I'm actually, like, shaking my head in disbelief at this point.
Apparently, Donald Trump thinks Bill Gates owns the internet.
Yes, but Bill Gates sold it to a dead Steve Jobs. He sold it to an alive, what the hell is the guy's name? Tim Cook, right. Tim Cook, who resold it to then Donald Trump, and so then the internet is worth nothing. But yet, you know, it's, you know, closing up the thought of free speech.
You know, basically, of course, what's happening is that, like, you go too far to the left, you're a Nazi. You go too far to the, too far to the right,
you know,
you're a Nazi.
And he says,
or a communist.
He says, right, he says that we have to go see Bill Gates, Trump said, to better understand the internet and then possibly close it off.
You sent me that yesterday. I was laughing my ass off.
I mean, Mr. Trump, are you thinking...
Trump, excuse me, sir, Mr. Trump, sir.
Donald.
You know,
are you
an internet boy?
Michael, sir.
Yeah, are you an internet boy? Yes. Are you a millennial? Yes. Your life is ruined. What? How is my life ruined? I just posted it on Twitter. Twitter's gone. Everything is gone. Right. Communications is shut down.
Like, what happened to
that?
You know what would really make me laugh, of course, is if, like, as soon as the internet went down, the zombie apocalypse started.
Right, and people just started murdering each other.
I told you,
know.
You got rid of guns.
Right, and then, you know, you're gonna, and then she says, Clinton said, anticipating the wave of presumed First Amendment right criticisms, we're going to hear all the usual complaints. What are the usual complaints, Hillary?
Yeah, exactly. I'm over here scratching my head. Like, what usual complaints?
What are your complaints? But if we are truly in a war against terrorism and we are truly looking for ways to show off their funding, to show off foreign fighters, and then we've got to show off the means of communication. Yes, it's called take not the internet away, take our insurgents that are already there, right?
Yeah.
Take the highest level of communication that you can. Take the coding experts that you can.
Take out the satellite.
Put them together in a room. Put them together in a room. Get them talking.
Exactly.
Then, you know, then we'll have something. You know, I think putting them in together in the room, you know, because
exactly.
It has nothing
you
to
need
do.
Too, you know, like, seriously.
Right. It has nothing to do with Bill Gates. Has nothing to do with Bill Gates at all. Bill Gates is somewhere, you know, Bill and Melinda Gates have the Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation.
and they are promoting somewhere in Africa, some kid is saying, they shut off the internet? What? What do you mean?
Oh, no, Facebook went down. Let's all riot.
Right. Facebook's going down.
Basically, what at this point, as soon as you turn off the BBC, the radio, the internet, and don't look back, at that point, Megadeth said, like, there was a lyrics, and at this point, we are America Stan.
America Stan.
Yeah.
America.
Meaning that we are just like the Middle East, in certain parts of the Middle East where there's no internet. No communication whatsoever.
Oh, sure, because there's no communication.
Exactly.
Like, the communication barrier is on
the
lockdown.
You have no idea how important communication is to a superpower. Mr. Trump.
Right. Right.
It gets to the point where you're just like, wow, it's just like the Matrix where we took out the machines.
Right. And
didn't
so
really
we
work,
have gone.
We're
going. Right. It's a great American dream being renamed as the Great Disappointed Dream? Is that where we're heading?
The fuck you dream, you know?
I mean, should we light, a candle on our 70th birthdays when we all turn 70 in this program and say, I'm glad we live in America or a place where it's not free.
Yay! God bless America, land where we're shot.
Right, exactly. You know, land where we're screwed anyway. But
technically, of course, we are getting closer and closer to being screwed.
No, we're already screwed. It's just a matter of
which party is going to screw us.
Party is going to screw us, and which party is going to actually go down in flames. Personally,
you know what? Where's George Washington when you need him? Because chances are he'd be like, what the fuck is going on with this shit?
Right. Personally, I mean, who's going to go down in flames first? I think it's going to be Kim Kardashian and Kanye West because they just named their kid a saint. Saint West. Now, they already made a stupid mistake.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, wait a minute.
It gets stupider. It gets stupider. You know what his middle name is?
Right.
You know what his middle name is?
What?
You don't have one.
So when
Saint No Name West.
They decide to name their son a saint.
No, and then even
they won't be any saint, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Terrible twos.
You know, and they're flashing the
exactly, Johnny, exactly.
Right. They're flashing the Twitter like it's a marquee on a business saying Saint West, Saint West, Saint West. How do we think that this person is actually gonna get screwed in school? Could you imagine? Yeah, my name's
Shut
Max.
Up.
Exactly.
Oh, you shut up. Yeah. My name's Max. My name's Leah. My name's Philip. What's your name?
Saint.
Fuck off.
Like,
you know.
If your name is fucking Saint West, shut the hell up.
You know. All the people in the house go to Saint. No, you can't do it because it's a four-letter word.
What's the third? What's the third baby you're gonna have? Hashtag.
Right.
Hashtag
West. You know, hashtag turned into a symbol. I mean, really?
And we're already making baby names off of Instagram, so.
How about Muhammad West next?
Oh, Jesus. I mean, it never ends.
Your hands if you got that joke.
It never ends. I mean, you can be in North Korea, and Kim Jong-un's son is going to go,
Kim Jong-un is the son.
No, his kid.
Oh.
Kid after.
He has a kid?
No, he doesn't have a kid. But if he did have a kid...
Don't scare me like that. Jesus.
No, if he did have a kid, the kid's going to go, so I'm...
Oh,
I'm friends with the person.
I got a good one.
He comes home.
Hold up, Red Hood. I got a good name for Kim Jong Un's kid.
What?
Kim Jong West.
Then Kim Kardashian and Kanye West go Kim Jong East. It'll be like the four Chinese brothers. With one person going. Yes, we're all going to collide.
You know what? Like, somebody was talking to me about Kim Jong-un, and we were talking about, like, who Kim Jong-un would look like with a chaplain mustache.
A Chinese Charlie Chaplin?
No, a Korean Hitler.
Ah.
Damn.
We already have one in the United States called Trump. Maybe they can meet.
Actually, we have two in the United States: Obama and Trump.
No. Let's not go there.
Wait. I meant to say Clinton and Trump.
No, that doesn't work either. It doesn't work.
Okay.
Well, nice try. But,
who'd be the Democrat equivalent of Trump?
Historically or current?
Current.
It's definitely not Hillary.
Well, yeah, because she's a woman.
Right. It's definitely not. It would be Bill if it was anything.
Nah,
Bill's pretty cool. I can't think of anybody. You know. Oh, wait a second.
Actually,
I can't.
I have an idea. Why don't we just let Bill Clinton run for office again? How awesome would that be?
It would be absolutely brilliant.
I would vote for Bill Clinton because he didn't give a damn about gun control.
He didn't give a damn about gun control, but he sure did give a damn about the Middle East and the Middle East crises.
Exactly. And he's just like, the Middle East is causing trouble. Just nuke them. Who gives a damn? Yeah.
Right. Let's get boots on ground. But at least he was smart about it.
Exactly.
You know.
But here's the thing, though, too, about
Clinton
about
for third
Bill
term.
Clinton too, is that he and Putin actually got along. You know.
Right. Because they saw eye to eye. Because they had similar stuff going on. But
exactly. Plus, they were already very good friends too.
Right. So you're going to be the next president? Yes. And great. Thank God we agree. You know. Thank God
Holy
we agree
heart attack,
on something.
Batman.
Yeah. Thank God we agree on something. It is 10:50.
The awesome part about that though too is that like I could just picture Bill Clinton finding out about Russia getting involved and saying finally. Yeah.
Well, finally and okay, now where do we go from here? Yes, we go that way. Why do we go that way?
So why don't we help out the Russians because they may need help. Which, by the way, the Russians technically do need our help as well. The Russians
right.
can't do it alone. We can't do it alone.
Right.
And also, China has been involved since 2011, which I had no idea. Which, all
well, I kind of knew that.
God for China. You know? Endless supply of manpower.
Right. You know, everything about the nukes, everything about China, everything about imperialism. They're still doing the same thing. You know, time and time and time again. I've always said this to friends.
The Chinese, of course, take the imperialism and make it look absolutely badass.
Right. And I've always said this to friends. They, history doth repeat itself time and time again. Somebody will screw up.
just like Japan. And if Japan messes with China today,
forget about it.
Japan's fucked. You know?
Right. Forget about it.
Anyway, guys. It's like Japan, look. 1938, there were 600 million Chinese people. Fast forward to today, where there's a little over 2 billion people.
Right. They can't get rid of them fast enough.
Horrible. Horrible.
Well, no, I'm going by history.
I know. But here's the thing, though, is that China, if China does go to war with Japan, Japan is screwed.
Right. And Trump will still be going, China.
If a country invaded China, you wouldn't get within 200 miles of Beijing.
Right.
Before you step on a nuclear landmine.
Right.
That's the problem with China. Is that if you invade, well, you're shit out of luck now.
Exactly. So it's 10:53, and with that, we will have the next show. Allison will be back on. I will be back on. Everybody will be back on.
Chat after the show.
Off air, maybe. But
sorta.
I guess
maybe meaning
yeah.
No.
Maybe kind of sort of.
No, meaning we have to wrap the show first.
Yeah, I know.
So we will be on next week, same time, same place, the 14th and the 16th, and then we will end for the season.
We'll do almost the 14th and 16th already. Holy crap!
14th and 16th, and then we will end for the season, and then we will start sometime after the first week of January.
Yep.
Why? Because there's more news to cover, and we will have to have a blessed Christmas and everything like that, and we will need time.
I shall be in the fatherland of Germany.
Exactly. You're going to the Germans.
A pint for everybody.
Yes. And
it
do that.
It will cool down eventually.
Exactly. Right, anyway.
By the way, you watch. Pretty soon, of course, people with disabilities aren't going to be allowed to drink.
That would be a shame.
That would suck.
It would be
major.
A shame.
At that point,
so,
I put a bullet in my head.
Right. So, if you want to follow any of us, Red Hood, myself, Black Hood, who will have an email address soon, Johnny, we are all on Twitter. We are also, and Allison, we are all on Twitter. To follow the show, you can go to AMC Press News, I think it is, AMC Press 21, and email us. Email us at contact.amcpress@gmail.com. So yes, and that is all for tonight, and we bid you adieu. So
that's all they wrote.
Good night,
happy holidays, and for Mr. Red Hood, happy Hanukkah, sir.
Yes, happy Hanukkah to everybody, and happy holidays, and we will see you next week. Goodbye. Bye.
Hey, everybody.
Goodbye. Good night.